Is it a robot?
Robot or not?
John, listener Kapila, wanted to talk about this is a little bit of a diversion for us, a little bit of a digression, but I want to talk about it. It's one of my favorite things I've heard you talk about before, and I thought we would go over it again really briefly, which is to talk about what job security means. And I say this because one of the things that you said that really resonated with me is, as we record this, you know, two of your two co-hosts on Accidental Tech Podcast are now going to be independent people because Casey is leaving his job. And you have a job. And I really, when I was thinking about leaving my job and then left my job, I always used as one of my touchstones something that you said, I think, on ATP, which was the difference in, like, job security is somewhat of an illusion, because in the end, being out on your own, you could not have work and not get money, and it would be hard. But the truth is, working at a regular job, the company could shut down tomorrow. They could lay you off. There are any number of things that could happen. It's more about, like, sort of smoothing out bumps. I don't want to put words in your mouth here, but, like, I thought that you were pretty eloquent in describing kind of the reality of the situation. That it's not like you having a job and Casey and Marco not having a job fundamentally means that you are secure and they're not.
Correct. As someone who's had many, many jobs since graduating from college, I think it's evidenced by my resume that if they were more secure, I wouldn't have so many of them. Because from my personal history, I wasn't leaving the jobs to get a better job. I was leaving the jobs because if I didn't leave, like, historically, I've been very good about leaving just before I would have been laid off, or the company would have gone down. You get an instinct for when that's going to happen.
Basically, but John's coworkers, if John leaves, pay attention.
Yeah, that has been a good thing to check. Although in my old age, I've been more and more like the past couple of jobs, they're like, you know what? I should just wait around to get laid off. Why don't I ever get a severance package? It just hasn't worked out for me yet. But, you know, fingers crossed, it could still happen.
Keep reaching for that rainbow. It could.
Yeah, someday I'll get a severance package.
I got my first, and it was pretty awesome. So yeah, they bought me a computer and gave me money. Great.
I think you've had far fewer jobs than I have.
Yes, this is true. I mean, technically, two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the question? Job security?
The question is I mean, like, how do you put that how do you define that? Like, what is secure about having a job versus being an independent person? I'm just how do you define the difference in security there?
So I think the definition of security is the same no matter what. And the security is basically two aspects, one of which is made moot by being independent. That one is control over whether you're still employed. Obviously, if you're independent, you have that control, like you're not going to fire yourself. Whereas if you work for someone else, there is some aspect of control that belongs to others, unless you're like the founder or CEO or controlling whatever, right? So there's that aspect of security. Obviously, not having anyone who can fire you is more secure than having someone who can fire you, right? And the second aspect is whatever it is that you're doing, whatever system you have for making money, it's what are the long-term prospects of that system, all right? So how long will this way of making money work? Is it clear that this way of making money will work essentially forever? For instance, imagine that you, I don't know, it's very difficult to come up with a situation that's guaranteed, but like some government jobs, and you might say that fall into that category, the government changes much more now than it used to. But let's say, like, I don't want to say if you're a chef, because I don't want to pick any particular industry and everyone tell me how hard it is, but people always got to eat, right?
Yeah.
And jobs like that probably have pretty good, or, you know, designing clothes or something like that, where there's fluctuations in the market, but there will always be a need for your skills. And I guess you got to wait for computers to come and take away that job from you, right? But in general, what are you attached to? What thing are you attached to? The government is usually a pretty good one, because if you're a tax collector for the government, if you work for the IRS and the laws are set up such that it's actually, even if there is someone who can fire you, it's very difficult to fire you. And in general, the budget of your thing doesn't fluctuate. Like, that's what job security is. Same exact thing when you're independent. If your independent thing is you sell paintings and you sell one of them a year and each one is $1 million and you've been doing that for 20 years, chances are good you'll be able to do that for the rest of your life. Because if you've been selling paintings for $1 million a year for 20 years, it's probably not going to end tomorrow unless something dramatic happens, like you eat a baby on live TV or whatever, right? Mm. You have tremendous job security if you are the painter who sells your paintings for $1 million and has done so for 20 years. Tremendous job security, because it's clear that the machine that you are attached to, that the thing that makes you money, is stable. It will continue to make money like that unless something very dramatic happens, right? Whereas if you work for a company, but that company has only been in business for a year and has never been profitable, even though you work for a company and might have a 401k and a health plan and all sorts of other things, your job security is way less than the painter, because the thing you're attached to has not even proven that it can ever be a going concern. Like, it's still an open question. Can we ever, what this thing that we're doing, can it ever make enough money to pay me? Or are we just going to burn through all the VC money, right? And all the way up to like, well, I'm working for Apple or Microsoft, where even if the worst happened, it would take a long time for Apple to get to the point where it even has to do any kind of layoff. So there's a certain amount of runway there, similarly for Microsoft in the old days, right? That's what job security is. It's, can someone get rid of me? And whatever thing that is making me money, can that continue to make me money in the future? Is it a sustainable thing?
Yeah, and I'm reminded of when you were talking, I was reminded of the idea of industries going away, like job security of being in something that people don't need anymore. And that's a different kind of insecurity. And that's like, I was thinking about like steel workers, but it could be journalists too, sure. Something that like, I'm really good at this skill. I think, you know, a computer programmer could have this even of like, I'm really good at this thing. And then you look around and you realize you're the last one who's doing that thing because nobody needs it anymore. And then you can't get another job because...
But there's an inversion of that too, just as a COBOL programmer. At a certain point, if you stick it out, suddenly you
Everybody
have more job security
yeah.
than the average programmer, because you're the last of the dinosaurs that understands COBOL and there's so much of it around. So you go from having no job security to having tremendous job security because, you know, that no one new is learning COBOL and these people can't get rid of the COBOL. And so you have more job security than the person working for the startup, but still not as much as the painter guy. Like that's what I'm getting at. Like probably the highest job security before the point you get independently wealthy, which is where the painting thing gets a little bit messed up. But like, if you have a sustainable business that has been proven to continue to make money and you built that business yourself and the fundamentals of that business, like, don't change, like it's based on people. I'm thinking of lots of stuff in the service industry or the entertainment industry. People always need to be, you know, taken care of. Healthcare is a big one of these things, right? Like, doctors aren't going away anytime soon, right? Entertainment, if you have a proven audience, again, unless you eat a baby,
right.
That audience will probably exist as you all age and die. Those are the highest security things out there. It's just that, you know, as we all know, not everyone can be a movie star, and being a doctor is really, really hard, and, you know, so there's a price to be paid to get into those kind of professions.
Robot or not.